This story is part of the Helpers series, which shares stories about the people making positive impacts in our community. When Tammy Morrison became chair of the Association for Healthcare Philanthropy, AHP, in November 2024, it was a milestone built on dedication to her profession and her community. "I was given so many incredible opportunities, and I've had so many amazing mentors that have helped me throughout my career. I've always had a desire to give back," she said. Morrison, president of the North Bay Regional Health Center Foundation, is one of the few Canadians to lead the international organization. With more than 7,500 members across North America and several other countries, AHP is the only association dedicated exclusively to healthcare philanthropy professionals. It offers a wide range of tools, from benchmarking data and research to education, scholarships, and leadership development. Her path to chairing the board began with AHP's Canada Council, where she represented Ontario. "It was a little bit intimidating at the time," she admitted. "Because you're from a smaller community, you think that all the leaders should be from larger organizations and large communities. But I was proud to bring forward issues, government relations, and sector trends from Ontario to my colleagues across the country." As she continued to serve, Morrison was invited to take on more senior roles, first as vice chair, then chair of the Canada Council. That timeline coincided with the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, a period she describes as transformative in understanding the value of professional networks. Her leadership during that time didn't go unnoticed. After completing her term with the Canada Council, she was nominated to the AHP International Board, first as a director, then vice chair, and finally as chair. "It was just a huge vote of confidence from my colleagues," she said. "And a real moment of pride." That same belief in giving back is something she encourages within her own team. "One of the things I encourage my team to do is to volunteer. Serving on a board is so rewarding. It's also professional and leadership development. You learn what's important to board members, and you gain a better understanding of governance." That lesson was personal. Her first board experience was with One Kids Place, a children's treatment center in North Bay that had supported her daughter, who has cerebral palsy. "I wanted to have an impact on children and families in my community," she said. "It was an honor to serve for 6 years on their board, including a term as chair." Now, as chair of the AHP Board of Directors, Morrison finds herself at the forefront of shaping not only the present of healthcare philanthropy but its future as well. She and her fellow board members are working with an organization called the Institute for the Future, using decade-spanning modeling to anticipate change. "It's quite a fascinating process," she explained. "You're looking for signals, indicators that could significantly change the landscape in which we operate and influence our future. What are the conditions shaping the next decade? What does it mean for our organization and sector, and what we can do in the near term to prepare?" But for all the future planning and cross-border insights, Morrison's view of philanthropy remains grounded in a universal truth. "Philanthropy means love of humankind," she said. "It's the desire to make life better for others. That's what foundations do, what all charitable organizations do. And having that at the core of our work is an incredible privilege. That belief in connection, community, and learning is what keeps her rooted. We all have something to learn from each other, and that's why our association is so important," Morrison said. "When we have our conferences or roundtables, or even informal, what's keeping you up at night, sessions, it's a real opportunity to learn, to compare notes, and to make our organizations better. That learning extends beyond conversation, it lives in the data that helps healthcare foundations measure performance. Through AHP's report on giving, Morrison and her peers can compare metrics like return on investment and fundraising efficiency. We're not just benchmarking on our own historical data," she said. "We're benchmarking and comparing our foundation's performance efficiencies with other similar foundations across the country. That allows us to make informed decisions so that we can best serve our donors and our hospital." As a board member, she also plays a role in shaping how that data is interpreted, particularly in the Canadian context. For example, in the U.S., the fundamentally differing health system, along with how and where funds are raised, affects the comparability of data, she noted. One example is funds raised in Canada through lotteries and raffles and how that impacts certain metrics as well as the autonomy foundations have with being separate entities from hospitals, both having an impact on comparability. Advocating for accounting for these, among other differences, she said, helps ensure benchmarking tools remain relevant. It also highlights why participation in these initiatives matters. The more foundations that participate, the more robust and relevant that data becomes for all of us. Earlier this year, Morrison had a chance to bring that expertise to an international stage, one that took her across the Atlantic. One of our affiliates invited us to give a presentation in Germany, she said. There were about 150 delegates in attendance for my keynote, and I was hosted for a fireside chat with 40 fundraisers. Then I spent the afternoon with folks from the fundraising department at Goethe University Frankfurt. She describes the day as a chance to move beyond theory and dive into the real mechanics of fundraising in healthcare. Having the opportunity to spend a couple of hours together, we really got to share a lot, not just what I talked about in the keynote, but things like crafting compelling messages for fundraising, running a campaign, and what it means to conduct a feasibility study, she said. We really got down to the nitty-gritty. It was Morrison's first time in Germany, and she said the experience was both rewarding and humbling. It was just such a unique opportunity, and I felt honored to be asked, she said. I was pretty nervous until I arrived and saw what it was really all about. AHP was a big help with my materials, which made a huge difference. As for what's next, Morrison is just halfway through her term as chair and says the journey is far from over. I'm half a year in now, and I've got another year and a half to go, she said. After that, I'll move into the past chair position, where I'll get to chair the governance committee, so it's more than just a couple of years when you really break it down, she said. But it's such a privilege, and a really fulfilling volunteer experience for me. While her leadership on the international stage has been a source of personal and professional pride, Morrison is equally focused on how that experience can be used to strengthen healthcare philanthropy right here in North Bay. I have an incredible team here, a really strong board, and amazing community volunteers, she said. We have built upon our programs to engage our community, serve our donors, and facilitate the incredible gratitude that is often expressed through giving. When Morrison first joined the foundation in 2004, the hospital's new building was still 7 years away. But she remembers the sense of purpose and potential that came with the infrastructure plans. We knew what that new facility would mean, she said. The kind of technology we'd be able to implement, the medical equipment we could acquire, it was all beyond what was possible in our old buildings. The MRI is a great example of that. Additionally, through three hospital sites coming together, including the Northeast Mental Health Center, this opened yet another aspect of raising funds to care for our community. Now, she sees a new opportunity on the horizon. We're currently working on what that next phase of a major campaign might look like for our community, she said. It's still in the conceptual stage, but it will be comprehensive and transformative. The goal is to expand services and care, really move things forward in a big way. When asked what advice she'd offer to someone thinking about a future in philanthropy, Morrison was quick to emphasize the importance of passion and purpose over any specific career path. Reflect on your passion, for sure, she said. Most of us who land in this sector, it's not a linear journey. Her own path is a case in point. As a young adult, I spent some time in the military reserves. I've done clerical work, worked as an admin assistant at a hospital in Kingston, she said. I kind of tiptoed into the philanthropy sector through higher education, first at Nipissing University and then at the University of Alberta. When she returned to North Bay, she still wasn't entirely sure how it would all come together. But she knew where she wanted to be, who she wanted to learn from, and how she wanted to give back. And it was right where I am now, she said. Having spent the past 21 years with the North Bay Regional Health Center Foundation, I am grateful for the past and excited about the future. I know this is where I belong, she said. Anyone who has the privilege of working in philanthropy knows, it's really about people. Donors having an impact and patients and families receiving exceptional care. It is an honor to fulfill the wishes of donors. Because, as she's learned over two decades of service, philanthropy is less about where you start, and more about where your heart leads you. If you have a story idea for Helpers, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.